Meesho files confidentially for IPO. Bizongo founders and key investors in hot water as Economic Offences Wing steps in. MobiQuick gets SEBI nod for stockbroking. Catamaran eyes Amazon-like JV in precision manufacturing.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's dive into today's big stories. Let's start with the big IPO buzz today. The low-cost e-commerce firm Meesho is officially inching closer to the public markets. The company has filed a confidential IPO papers, that is the DRHP, with SEBI to raise over 4,250 crore rupees in primary capital. And they've also filed it confidentially, and that's becoming quite the trend these days. We've been speaking about it in our podcast too, especially for startups looking to shield sensitive business details from competitors. And this route also gives them flexibility. If market conditions aren't ideal, timelines can be tweaked. And Meesho isn't alone. Just over the past couple of weeks, Pine Labs, Wakefit, CureFoods, and Shadowfax have all filed DRHPs. Together, they're aiming to raise around 6,000 crores in primary capital. Looks like they all went to the same astrologer who said the Kundalis are matching, perfect time to file for IPO. And for Meesho, the total IPO size could go up to 8,500 crore rupees as well, or roughly $1 billion. So once secondary share sales are factored in, this could go up 8,500 crore rupees, and the company has been preparing for this for a while, converting into a public entity, flipping back to India, and recasting its board, targeting a listing between September and October this year. So we'll be tracking this closely. From IPOs to investigations, let's talk about Bizongo, and this one's a bit messy. A criminal complaint has been filed with Mumbai's Economic Offences Wing by invoice marketplace TradeCred, naming Bizongo and some of its investor representatives. Now, the case revolves around alleged financial irregularities in Bizongo's now defunct supply chain financing business. So to give some details here, the complaint names co-founder Sachin Agrawal, CFO Gaurav Singhania, and investor representatives from Axel, B Capital, Chirate, and IFC. And it alleges that they were aware of repayment issues and still went ahead with deals. So between August 2024 and April 2025, Bizongo reportedly raised around 256 crore rupees by selling over 1,500 invoices on TradeCred. Repayments were supposed to go into escrow accounts meant for investors, but the complaint says the funds were instead diverted to Bizongo's own accounts. So Bizongo, for its part, denies any wrongdoings. It says that all payments went into a common escrow structure as per TradeCred's instructions. The company also pointed to an internal fraud incident last September where a former employee allegedly siphoned off 21 crore rupees. So that's when they apparently decided to shut down this business line and launch a deeper probe. There's also mention of a 30 crore infusion by investors this March, allegedly structured to offer a 30% fixed return rather than repay the pending dues. And interestingly, B Capital's Shavik Gupta is said to have acted as a proxy CEO, receiving compensation via the company and an intermediary. These are all big allegations. Now, this isn't the first time Bizongo has faced scrutiny. Back in April 2025, an audit by BSR & Co. flagged questionable vendor relationships and missing documentation in its FY24 books. While they didn't call it fraud, they did recommend further investigations. So for now, Bizongo is under EOW's lens. No FAR has been filed yet, but the complaint definitely raises a lot of eyebrows and puts the spotlight on governance gaps in high-growth startups, something the ecosystem can't afford to ignore. Next up, MobiQuick is entering the stockbroking game, joining the ranks of players like Zerodha, Grow, and Dhan. SEBI has issued a certificate of registration to MobiQuick's wholly owned subsidiary, MobiQuick Securities Broking Private Limited. So this allows them to operate as a stock broker and clearing member. And this certificate is valid starting July 1st, 2025. And interestingly, it has no expiry date. This marks another step in MobiQuick's push to become a full service digital finance platform. So the company already offers digital credit, investment products and insurance. Now with stock broking added to the mix, it's extending its reach further into wealth management. Markets seem to like the move as well. In fact, MobiQuick's share closed 2.5% higher at around 247.8 rupees on July 3rd. With an already crowded broking space, it'll be interesting to watch how MobiQuick carves out its niche. And finally, let's talk about Catamaran, the family office of N.R. Narayanamurthy and Sudha Murthy. The firm is planning to replicate its past success with CloudTail by getting into precision manufacturing. So if you remember, Catamaran had partnered with Amazon in 2014 to form CloudTail, a joint venture that delivered $110 million in profits over 8 years on a $50 million investment. Catamaran's chairman, Ranganathan MD, tells us that the firm is looking to back Indian and global companies aiming to scale manufacturing in India, especially in sectors like EV supply chains, electronics, and aerospace. He even described it as aiming for a Y2K moment for Indian precision manufacturing. So the firm is steering clear of traditional OEMs or low-margin setups and instead wants to build India's high-value supply chain backbone. Catamaran already has investments in Sedimac and Aquis and is actively exploring more JVs like that. So with global majors like Apple ramping up India manufacturing and companies shifting from China, the timing might just be right for Catamaran. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot again, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. So we air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.